Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 29th of May, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Olsen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Classic Chic Productions is back with a new look at a familiar play, David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross, with an all-female cast. We'll talk to the play's director, Rachel Peake, in just a moment. And we'll meet local composers Sarah and Gil J. Smith, whose new musical about their own struggles with infertility brought about some unexpected consequences. Hopefully they'll bring him along as well. Plus a lot of local music and our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. And we're going to kick things off right now with a new tune from Frazee Ford. She is done. You have to do to feel like you can punish me.
a fucker to find yourself some proof, and I'm done. Oh, oh, I'm done. You just soak in the hatred of a storyline. Yeah, you hide behind a corner and a fake smile, and I'm done. Oh, oh, I'm done. And you.
About a year ago, when we were first getting started, we had a great conversation with Lisa Volpe, who was the director of a production by a new local theater group called Classic Chic, and they were doing a kind of a reverse on Shakespeare. They did The Winter's Tale, and they did it with an all-female cast, playing both the male and female roles. Well, Classic Chic is back again this year, and this time around, they're not taking on Shakespeare, they're taking on David Mamet. They're doing Glengarry Glen Ross with an all-female cast, and their director, Rachel Peake, is on the phone. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Dave.
So this is a bit of a task.
It is. It's a very big show.
And yeah,
it's got a lot of meaning to a lot of people.
I bet it does. Now, David Mamet himself is notorious for having putting a lot of control on productions of his plays, and he has in the past resisted efforts for an all-female cast. So, how did you get the rights for it this time?
You know, I wasn't part of the team who actually acquired the rights, but it's my understanding that David Mamet has a real hold on the play being done as it was written.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to get the rights because we're not actually changing the gender of the characters. The female actors are playing them as men.
Yeah.
So we're not changing the names. We're not changing the pronouns. You know, they still say he or him or whatever. So it was in that, I guess it was within that context that he allowed it to be, done.
Were you part of The Winter's Tale last year?
I wasn't, but I did get to, I was out of town. I was interning at the Shaw Festival,
right.
But I did get to meet Lisa Volpe and sat in on her workshop that she did with a number of actors here in town.
Yeah.
And so got to learn a little bit about what she does.
So is this the first time you've taken on this kind of, not so much a gender reversal in terms of the characters, but in terms of the cast?
Yeah, it is definitely a first for me, and it's been a great experience and a great adventure. And you know, there are several members of the cast who played men in the Winter's Tale last
mm-hmm.
year, so they have that experience behind them coming into this.
Yeah, so they were a big help.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you faced that maybe that you weren't expecting?
Well, I don't know that I wasn't expecting them. I knew that, you know, there's certain things that are innate to performers. And I guess my hurdle that I sort of came up against is that I don't, as a director, the kind of theater that I like and the kind of theater that I do, I don't like there to be any sort of barriers between the performer and the audience or the performer and the work.
Mm-hmm.
So finding a way for this to be truthful while at the same time, you know, taking on you know, another gender has been a tricky line to walk. So I think we're successful in it, but it's something we've been working very hard at
yeah.
along the way.
I bet it has. You're playing at the Beaumont Studios, which hasn't been a performance venue for a few years. So that's, you're kind of reviving an old venue as well.
Well, actually, it's actually a brand new space.
Oh, really?
It's down the block from the old Beaumont.
Oh, really?
The old Beaumont now.
Uh-huh.
So they're turning the old Beaumont into a gallery space, and I believe it might have its first showing this weekend.
Right.
And this is just up the street, and so it's a whole new space, and they've been working very hard on it for a while. It actually hasn't even had its official launch.
Yeah.
They decided to postpone that and let us come in and be the first theater group to debut in that space.
Yeah. So they're just like half a block away, 326 West Fifth Avenue, which is just a couple of blocks east of Canby Street, opening on the 6th of June. And classic chic.ca is where you get all the information. Before we go, talk a little bit about the cast. You said you've got some returning actors like Christina Wells Campbell and Karina Akinson, but you've also got some people that weren't in the show like last year, like Marcy T. House. So talk a little bit about your cast.
Yeah, we were thrilled to have Marcy joining us. From last year is also Michelle Martin and Colleen Winton,
mm-hmm.
two tremendous performers, and then we're adding Suzanne Ristic, who's an amazing Vancouver actor, film, and theater,
mm-hmm.
Catherine. Now I'm going to butcher her last name.
Go right ahead.
Lo Hagquist.
There you go.
How it's pronounced. Please forgive me, Catherine, if you hear this. Who is the final person that I have failed to name? Marcy and Colleen. That's everybody.
Okay. All right.
It's a terrific cast of people, all Vancouver-based actors. And just a remarkable team behind the whole project.
Well, congratulations for getting it all together, and I hope you have a great opening next week. And
thank you.
Thanks again for taking some time to talk about it.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. And once again, it's Glengarry Glen Ross at the Beaumont Studios opening on June 6th. And you can get your tickets at Tickets Tonight or at classicchic.ca. Rachel Peek, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I just want to ride a sentimental ride. Sets the land on fire in the coming snow. Say
That's Wilderness of Manitoba and Leave Someone. And right before that, we heard from the Spheres and a song called Sundays at Home. If you are listening to us on the web, either on our website or on podcast, and you, or if you just happen to like our website and tend to access it on a regular basis, you will be interested in knowing about this. As you know, CITR is going to be moving to a new building next month, and the moving process has gotten underway. Everybody around here is packing up boxes and dusting off old stuff and getting stuff moved around into our new building. What that means for you is that we're going to be switching over our server over the weekend. Likely early morning on Sunday between 8 and 11 a.m. That means that all our internet will be down. the internal network will still be functioning, and so we'll still be broadcasting. But anything that's available through the internet will not be available. So that means that you won't be able to get to our website, citr.ca. You can't get the live web stream, although we'll still be on the radio at 101.9. And any internet access, any other form of communication within the station to the outside world via the internet. So no email, anything like that. So we'll be on the air. You can still phone in, but the internet stuff will be down, and it'll just be for a few hours on Sunday morning. Of course, having said that, I know from experience that when I say just a few hours, it probably means a day or more. But well, hopefully it'll just be like that part of Sunday morning. So I hear our guests are arriving, so we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit about what's going on around town, and then we are going to find out all about 1+1, so stick around.
Reconciliation Canada invites you to Reconciliation Matters, an event on May 31st from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
This is a street fair open to all members of the public.
Vancouver at the Sheraton Wall Center.
Also, join Mayor Robertson and other community leaders on June 2nd at SFU Woodward's for a panel discussion on the final report findings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. For more information, visit reconciliationcanada.ca. On Saturday, May 30th, Snail Productions and the Railway Club present a lineup of six bands on two stages. Performers include Vancouver-based Sex with Strangers, Yens, Raccoon Eyes, Owl Scowl, and Eastwoods, as well as Aussie band Julia Y. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on May 30th, and cover is $10.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Time to take a look now and seeing what's going on stage in theater and music and film and stuff around Vancouver. This is a good one. It's the City Soul Choir, a local group that does some great soul concerts around town. They're playing at the Unitarian Church at 49th and Oak. That's tonight and tomorrow night. The show is called Jambalaya, the Big Easy and Beyond. And they just came back from a trip to New Orleans and brought a whole bunch of great gospel, blues, and other tunes with them. And so they're going to be presenting that along with music from Haiti, South Africa, Australia, and much more. So that's at the Unitarian Church, 49th and Oak, tonight and tomorrow night, Soul City Choir. Acting as theater stuff, we've got Naked Goddess Productions doing Neil LaBute's In a Forest Dark and Deep. This is the Western Canadian premiere, directed by our dear friend Tamara McCarthy. And that's happening at the Havana Theater. I think they're closing this weekend, so check out Havana for that. It's the last Friday of the month, and that means that Spectral Theater is doing their late-night double feature at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley at 18th and Main behind Slickety Jim's. As always, two all-new scripts done as radio plays for the audience at Skinny Fat Jack's. And I understand tickets are going fast, so you better get honored if you haven't got them already. And that's the late night double feature. The Revolver Festival is still going strong at the Culch and other venues around town. We got two shows we want you to know about. One is good friends of the show, Pippa Mackey and Emmanuel Gordon, are doing their play, The Progressive Polygamists, about sister wives in a polygamy colony. And that has two shows left, tomorrow night at 9:45, Sunday at 7:30. And then Bushwhacked Theater and Ruby Slippers have combined together to present Tagwil Translation Workshop and Reading Series. And that has got two plays, translated from French into English, Nouveau Nu and The Crow by Lise Valancourt. And that is happening at the Culch tomorrow and Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow night at the Little Mountain Gallery, Weird Al Karaoke. This is becoming a regular event. Local comedians writing their own parodies of popular songs performed in the style of Weird Al Yankovic, hosted by Paul Anthony with Caitlin and Aaron from Sunday Service. And of course, Sunday Service happens every Sunday night at the Rio on Main Street. And then we've got the Vancouver International Kids Festival going on Granville Island at all the venues down there, like the Waterfront and the Arts Club Review Stage and Performance Works. So check out the Children's Festival website for more information on that. Pacific Theater, Freud's Last Session, is closing this weekend. That's the play about Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis unpacking the mysteries of the universe. At Presentation House in North Van, we've got the North Shore Light Opera Society doing Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. United Players of Vancouver's new production, The Imaginary Invalid by Molière. It's a crazy restoration. No, it's not restoration, but it's a crazy French play from the 18th century. Lots of wigs and white makeup and crazy antics. This one's starring a friend of the show, John Prowse, as an aging hypochondriac who decides that he can get all the medical attention he needs at no cost by marrying the daughter of a doctor. Yeah, that always works. That's at the Jericho Art Center. Metro Theater, though, that closed, so we'll just keep moving on. Finishing up this weekend, it's the Escape Artists. They had a great run, first on Granville Island and then at the K Meek Center in West Vancouver. Miss Shakespeare has had their final performance tonight at 8 o'clock. And that's it for On Stage. And for you screen lovers out there, the Rio has got a great night going on tonight. It's the Evil Dead Trilogy Marathon. All three of the classic Evil Dead movies, Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness, all going on tonight starting at 7:30. You can go see each one individually, or if you want to see all three, it's $13 in advance or $15 at the door. The Rio's got a couple of music movies tomorrow night, Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck at 6:45, and Queen Rock Montreal, a live concert in Montreal from 76, I think. And that's going on at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Sunday, there's a documentary about New York artist Banksy at 9:30. So that's a quick look at what's going on in and around town. And as I said, we have got we're going to have some live music coming up here very shortly. But first, let's stick with the recorded stuff. This is Aaliyah Ray.
When you sleep, promises are something you could never keep, and now the sea will never guide you back to me.
So our guests have arrived, and they're all in front of microphones and ready to go. So why don't we start with having you introduce yourself?
My name's Gil J. Smith, and...
Go ahead.
And I'm one of the writers of One Plus One, the musical.
Mm-hmm. I'm Danielle Lemon, and I am a cast member in One Plus One, the musical.
And then we'll just reach the microphone down there for Sarah. There you go.
I am Sarah J. Smith, married to Gil, and I'm the other writer of One Plus One, the musical.
Okay. So who wants to do most of the talking?
Me, sure.
Yeah. All right, Gil, go ahead. So tell us about what is One Plus One, the musical?
It is a musical about two couples who are suffering from infertility. Mm-hmm. And one of them is sort of younger and slightly more sort of average income. They can't really afford infertility treatment, so they need help from their parents. Right. The other couple are richer, and they're there to show that bad things happen to rich people as well, basically. they've been trying to have kids for a long time. And it's about their struggles to cope with that, their struggles, their emotional intercouple struggles of the stresses and strains that go with wanting kids and not being able to have them. And it's about the family relationships. And one of the characters is the sister of the younger couple. Right. And she's there slightly for comic relief and also slightly to... I don't know, she's there to comment on things.
Yeah.
She's there for fun.
Right. Sort of the Greek chorus of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
All right. Now, this, what caused you to want to write a musical, first of all? Well, to write a story, but also to make it a musical.
Well, Sarah and I write songs anyway, and we'd been writing songs for some years, and people have been saying, oh, your sound is so Broadway. It's like, okay, fine. Our sound is actually like, you know, 70s chart pop, which used to tell stories,
right.
And, you know, have things like that.
Most Broadway shows now are based on 70s
I
chart
know,
pop.
So get in. But also, we were debating what kind of musical to write, and eventually we thought, well, write what you know. And Sarah and I have been trying to have a child since 2000. Mm-hmm. So... It's been like sort of a lengthy struggle for us as well. So yeah, about halfway through that time, we thought, okay, let's write a musical about infertility, because, you know, obviously a problem like infertility is not getting enough attention in society unless there's a musical about it.
Yes, of course.
Of course. But genuinely, it's not something that people talk about.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It's worrying when people see that there's a couple without children. You don't necessarily want to say, well, actually, we're trying really, really hard and we've nearly gotten divorced over this stuff, but it's just not working. You see other people all around you getting married, having children immediately.
Yeah.
You see, you know, you walk around and, like Sarah observed one time, oh my God, even the dogs are all pregnant. you see everyone's pets with stomachs bulging.
Yeah.
So it was partly stress relief for us, and it was partly because we thought, well, yeah, people are not talking. I found when I was at work, I talked to my boss about this, and he said, well, I can't tell you who because it's all confidential, but there's like 10 other couples in this company who are stressed about this kind of thing. And it's there's not as much openness and support for this as would be good.
Yeah,
there's a lot of support and rightly so for issues like depression, but yeah, you can get very, very depressed thinking, well, you know, am I shooting blanks? Is there something wrong with me? What's going on? Why are we unable to have children? And quite often the medical profession just doesn't know. They're like, yep, it just happens.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have everything all the way it's supposed to be. Everything's in line. Your swimmers are swimming, mm-hmm. and your eggs are receiving, but it's just not coming together.
Just doesn't happen. Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to sort of segue from that into the fact that while this process was going on, something else happened.
Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, tell us about Galen.
So we did what will hopefully be our final round of IVF this summer. And the day after my 40th birthday, I took a pregnancy test and it was positive. Huh. And so Galen, who is sitting in his seat outside of the studio right now, fast asleep, he was at a four-hour rehearsal on Tuesday. He's a really very good baby. Was born on April 16th, but his due date was actually May 30th, which is just before the show opens on June 3rd. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange that these two things have happened at once.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so we've got the keyboard here. We might as well use it.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to sing for us?
So we're going to do a song from the show called Patchwork Quilt. So this is a song that my character Madison sings for herself and for her husband to try and explain to him and put into words why she wants to have kids and why it's so important to her.
I want to be sewing my first patchwork quilt. I want to wrap it round my child. I want to do it wrong. I want them to laugh and hug this lopsided disaster and love it because it's theirs and slide on it down the stairs. I'll watch them do dumb things and hurt themselves and they'll come to me and I'll kiss it better and wrap them up in a patchwork quilt that I sewed myself, even though I can't sew. I want to learn to sew. I want to find myself in the future and look back at me now and say, you poor thing, you were so scared and time moved like treacle, but you got here anyway. And you sewed your first patchwork quilt and I'm sewing a new one today. I want to learn how to bake cookies and how to make costumes at Halloween. I want to find 4 extra hours in the day. I want to clear the high jump with feet of clay. Oh God, I'm not ready. But still, I want to learn to sew. I want to find myself in the future and look back at me now and say, you poor thing, you were so scared and time moved like treacle, but you got here anyway. And you sewed your first patchwork quilt and I'm sewing a new one today. Yes, I'm sewing a new one today.
And that's Danielle Lemon singing Patchwork Quilt from Pipe Dream's production of One Plus One. So with the arrival of Galen, did you have to rewrite the ending?
No, we didn't. No, we did not change anything.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'll have to come and see the show
to
see what the ending is.
Now, the show is playing at the review stage on Granville Island, and that's starting, you said, on the 3rd of June?
So preview is on the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the show runs June 3rd to the 13th. We have a preview on June 3rd, and we have matinees on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who's in the cast?
So the cast features myself as Madison, Matt Hume as Alex. We have Stephanie Stanley and Sean Anthony playing Holly and Oliver. And then our cast is rented out by Aaron Machette, Francis Boyle, and Katie Perch. And Mark Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. And who's your director?
Our director is April Green, right? Who's the artistic director of Pipe Dream. Yeah. Yeah. And produced by, the music director, of course, is Claire Wyatt, the wonderful Claire Wyatt. Yeah. And
then, she was just in here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. So she's a very busy woman. Yeah. She's in demand. So we're very glad to have her. Yeah. And then our producer is Keith Opatowski.
Great.
Yeah.
How do we get tickets?
So VancouverTix.com. Mm-hmm. That's the best place to get tickets. And you could also phone, I think it's 604-909-VTIX, and that takes you to Vancouver Tickets box office as well.
And you can search for One Plus One on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll put a link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page too.
Yeah, super. That's all great. Right.
So have you got enough in you for one more song?
Sure. We can come up with another song. Sure. Yeah. We'll sing something. Sure. Come on over, Gil.
What should we sing?
Do you know music?
Sure.
What do you think?
Sure.
Good plan. So I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine.
I wasn't sure.
It's fun. I like singing with Gil.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you want to do the full thing or do you want to just...
Let's start from...
This right here. This is the magic of...
This is live. The musical theater.
This is live theater, yeah.
From Is Our Love Really Thrilling Us? Or do you want to go from...
No, that's fine.
I don't know how we meet what we
have. I think Is Our Love Really Thrilling Us is fine. Does that work?
Yes, you do.
We're going to switchy switch so that Gil can look at the music. He wrote it, but doesn't mean he remembers it.
That's right. Once you write it down, you don't remember it.
It's mostly the same. We have changed it since Gil last sang, so it's going to be fine.
We'll do it the way we've always done it, Gil. Don't worry. Don't change the...
Well, no, because then he might not remember. Yeah. It's going to be fine. Okay.
It's all going to be fine.
This is going to be great.
Oh, God.
You're not coming to see us. You're coming to see the cast. Rehearsed.
Okay. Yes.
Is our love really thrilling us? Or are we counting the days until we're through? Can I tell her she's killing us? Would it even matter if that's what she wants to do?
I thought we were set. I heard music when I met him. I don't hear music now. I don't know how to forget him.
But I have to make a choice, and it has to be soon. Am I choosing to forget what I promised 4 years ago? On a sunny afternoon. The future is dark and I'm not really brave. Throw me a flashlight, show me the path. I don't know what to keep, I don't know what to save. I don't know how we made what we have. I don't know how I'd make it again, but I must.
I wonder if I loved another man. Could he give me what I want and give me his trust? Can you really love a woman?
Can you really love a man?
If you know she screwed up before.
If whenever you need him, he glances at the door. But I need more than this. I need to take this risk. I need to take. This is what it all comes down to. No love theme, no soaring soprano, no John Williams violins. I've had to make a choice. It's all happened too soon. And I'm choosing to forget what I promised 4 years ago. On a sunny afternoon.
Well, there you go. You see? You could do it. Special thanks to Gil and Sarah J. Smith and Danielle Lemon for coming in and entertaining us with music and talk from One Plus One at the Arts Club Review Stage starting on Tuesday.
June 3rd.
Yeah, so... Great. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
The Far Hall Art Center's God and the Indian explores one of Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's black humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
Get
Beppy Crispin presents...
Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Broken lines and double blind. Well, it happens all the time when you're traveling, when you're traveling blind, when you're out on the borderline. Your tired roses and your glass of dust and your precious things, they don't mean much when you're traveling, when you're traveling rough, when you're out on the borderline. Trash fires burn for miles around. There's no water to be found. Sun stares down like a derelict clown. Stand in your hunger and you pray to be found. Out on the borderline. On the turn cold, and you think about the stories old, and you don't need money, no, you don't need gold. You're out on the borderline. Oh, sweet Maria, I can see. Enfold me now in your mystery's grace. I am lost in this desert place. I'm out on the borderline. And the trash fires burn for miles around. There's no water to be found. Sun stares down. Out on the borderline, on the sleep, and you sink like a stone through water's deep. Miles further on is a promise to keep. Well, you're out on the borderline, and the trash fires burn for miles around. There's no water. Out on the borderline, on the borderline.
Rodney DeCrew and Borderline on Dave Radio. Time now for the Dave Radio call board. We bring you auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it with the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Little Mountain Lion Productions is doing a new adaptation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's called Frankenstein 1945, adaptation by Millie Mumford. This is set in post-war Germany. It's going to be on stage in October. The auditions are in late June, and they're looking for 5 men and 3 women. My Little Princess Events, doing Once Upon a Princess at Pacific Theater in August. They're looking to cast the role of Emily, a female age 7. She should be young, eager, full of life, kind, and always looking for adventure, doesn't have to be 7 herself, but as long as she can sort of play someone who appears to be 7, that would work as well. And they're also casting for other princesses. The auditions are at Pacific Theater in August, and they want you to send a video in, and you can get information on that at, where is it? Well, it's on the Vancouver Public Library webpage. The Vancouver Fringe Festival has got 3 auditions posted now. Husky Guy Productions doing High Life by Lee McDougall, a dark comedy set in 1989 about morphine addicts attempting to rob a bank machine. Auditions are happening May 31st and June 7th. And the Troika Collective, also for the Fringe Festival. Wild Child by Lauren Krezawate. And this is a site-specific piece for the Fringe Festival. Their auditions are on June 10th, and they are looking for performers interested in ensemble creation as well as strong movers and performers' ability to speak with a Russian or Ukrainian accent or pronounce a few words is an asset. And the third Fringe production auditioning right now is Blackbird by Enigma Theater. It's happening. The auditions are June 20th at the BC Binning Studio here at UBC. They're looking for a girl between 10 and 14. All ethnicities are welcome. Older girls who think they can pass for 11 or 12 are also welcome to audition. No previous experience is required, just passion and commitment. Now, this play does contain certain mature and possibly disturbing subject matter that might be triggering for some people, as well as coarse and sexually suggestive language. So that might narrow the field a little bit, but if you're interested, check that one out. Other plays that are auditioning, Abattoir Morning by Ian Kent. That will be on at the Havana in September, and their auditions are June 18th and 19th at Regent College here at UBC, looking for 1 male supporting character between the age of 35 and 65. That's Orr Theatre who's putting that one on. Vagabond Players in New Westminster has Other Desert Cities coming up in October. Their auditions are late June at the Burney Lake Theatre in Queen's Park, and they're looking for a variety of characters of varying ages, genders, and ethnic types, so check them out. And then we've got our Christmas shows, the Metro Theatre Panto Sleeping Beauty. Their auditions are in August, and the Gateway Theatre doing Wizard of Oz. Their auditions are coming up in late June, so if you're interested in any of those shows, let us know. Plus, the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular, their audition submission is June the 6th, and they're going to be doing their show in November and December on Vancouver Island, so check out that. If you want more information on these or other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week to It's a Zoo Productions. They're having a huge garage sale tomorrow at 410 West 12th Avenue, right across the street from City Hall. They're selling lots of costumes, prop stock, tools, records, books, furniture, tons of clothes, DVDs, and lots more. So anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., go up and scoop up some cool stuff from It's a Zoo. To keep up to date with local indie performing arts, you like us on Facebook. Don't forget, Eleanor and Erica are up next with Femme Concept. And don't forget, Napkin Boy 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Reconciliation Canada invites you to Reconciliation Matters, an event on May 31st from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
This is a street fair open to all members of the public.
Vancouver at the Sheraton Wall Center.
Also, join Mayor Robertson and other community leaders on June 2nd at SFU Woodwards for a panel discussion on the final report findings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. For more information, visit reconciliationcanada.ca.